Rupa. You have to roll the R, I think. Possibly. I'm guessing this because I didn't get any help about this over the weekend. Ruta Marciano, a young woman watching us, watching this show here from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Now, we want to say Sao Paulo, but I have been corrected on that. It's Sao Paulo. I think I got it right, which interestingly enough means, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, St. Paul. But this Ruta is still a mystery, the pronunciation. I'm thinking you stop it abruptly and end with a like Ruta. Or it might be Rute, but I think that would be Francais. We're not dealing with Francais. We're dealing with Portuguese here. So thinking about this over the weekend, obviously, you know, it's really it's not worrisome or troublesome. I just want to get it right because I'm Martin Zender and I want to get stuff right. I am Martin Zender and welcome to Monday. And I have great news for you here to start the week off. And that is everything happening in the world is in accord with God's intention. It's supposed to happen. The screw-ups are supposed to happen in your life, in the country, in the world. The poor governance is prophesied. It's going to happen. Yes, if you're watching on the Zender Cam, I am still wearing my sunglasses because I am still undercover here at the college. Man's incapacity is being demonstrated throughout the eons, and we're trying different brands of government. Now, you will hear me say that some forms of government are better than others, and it's true. There are lesser of evils. I don't like it. I almost said I hated it. Okay, yeah, I do hate it when people just lump all government under the same umbrella, as if to say you wouldn't rather live under, you know, Ronald Reagan than Adolf Hitler. Or even old, nah, forget it. So this era is designed to humble. Now, here's what happens when people congregate, when humanity congregates. They want to congregate. And we're looking at nations in the book of Daniel. Nations shall rise against nations, Jesus tells us. I believe that's Matthew 24. It is really in mankind to congregate. We saw this first at the Tower of Babel. Man wanted to build a kingdom and to unify because what they'll eventually do is get all smug about it. That's right. We got together. We got it all together. And now we don't need you, God. Yeah, we know you're giving us life and breath and all, but it doesn't matter because we're now a conglomerate. We're a corporation. And there's such power, perceived power, in conglomerates, in corporations, in nations. They call it national pride. It's the waving of the flag. But bad things happen when people congregate. Not when people like us congregate, because there's a difference. Of course, you know I'm going to say this. There's a difference between us as believers and the rest of the world. Let me ask you a question. You might not like the answer. I think you're going to know the answer, but you're not going to like it. Who's the prince of the power of the air? Who, in whose control, in whose hand are the kingdoms of the world? If you answered Satan, you're correct. That's right. Welcome to Monday. Satan is the god of this world. That's Paul speaking. I don't have the verse for you right now. The god of this eon. Or possibly the god of this cosmos. Same, well, it's not the same thing. The eon is the time period we're living in. The cosmos is the arrangement. A cosmos is the arrangement within the eon, that is the time period. Each eon has a corresponding cosmos. Right? I'm not talking too fast, am I? Okay. Satan's in charge of it. Relatively speaking, please. God is in charge of Satan being in charge. Which reminds me of something I said Friday. Which I can't remember. What was it? Something about the iniquitous state of the world is not ultimately iniquitous. God did not sin in there being sin. God is responsible for sin, but he didn't sin. Sin means to miss the mark. God doesn't miss the mark by bringing missing of the mark, because missing of the mark is essential to Christ coming, who made the mark. Likewise, this world being in Satan's hands is necessary. You remember in the book of Job where Satan had to come up before God's throne and ask permission to mess with Job. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Don't mention my name. That's okay. I'm just, never mind. And Satan had to get permission. And he still has to get permission. Satan says, I want Obama in office. He has to go to permission. He has to go to God for permission. I want a one world government. And I need an administration in place in the United States of America to drive it into a one world government. And God said, yes. But don't get the idea that Satan originated the idea. Did you know that in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 17, God is going to cause 10 kings to form his opinion? How funny is that? I love that verse. God's going to cause 10 kings to form his opinion. But do you think those kings think they're forming God's opinion? No, they think they're forming their own opinion. Because nobody under the control of God feels under the control of God. I'm under the control of God right now. No strings. You're on the Zender cam. You see any strings? No, I'm animated by the Spirit of God. My every move is dictated by God because he foreordained it. He knows the end from the beginning. He gives me life and breath and all. Acts 17, 24, 25. In him I live and move and am. And that goes for every ruler on the planet today. But when they congregate, the emphasis is on themselves. And man, humanity, congregated, has demonstrated one thing to itself and to the universe at large. And that is man's godless impotence to bring about happiness and peace and joy. True, some people have opened ice cream stands, and I'm thankful for these people. Someone in the Mars Corporation invented M&Ms, plain and peanut. I am thankful for that person. And yet there are far more sinister undercurrents in this world that occur when people congregate. And the adversary was created to show this world, including the universe, the futility of man's efforts apart from God. There it is. You're living in that time period, as I told you last week. The futility of man's efforts apart from God. We're living it. Religion and politics. Remember, that's the key here. I'm never going to let you forget these two words for the rest of my days on this planet. Religion and politics, as far as prophecy goes. Because all of prophecy concerns religion and politics. Why is that so? And you're going to hear this repeated again and again. Because Christ is coming to this earth as a king and a priest. Let's say it this way. As a priest, we talked about that in Hebrews, priest on the order of Melchizedek, and a king. A priest and a king. Religion and politics. Priest is religion, a king is politics. Priest is in the temple, king is on the throne. Priest runs the religious realm, king runs the political realm. Religion and politics. Daniel's about religion and politics. Revelation is about religion and politics. Interestingly, again, the two things you're not supposed to talk about. But that's where I dive in. Oh, and sex. Religion, politics, and sex. Those are my, you know what I was going to say, my three favorite topics. I do enjoy talking about these things because they're consequential. Some of them can be liked more than others, but nevertheless. Did you know that man, humanity, is a failure apart from Christ? And did you know that this needs to be demonstrated over and over and over again? I get frustrated by this, frankly. If I may be forthcoming, I'm frustrated by how often lessons need to be repeated. I said, God, didn't I get it the first 10 times? And God looks down at me and says, no. And I say, you're right. So, just like this show, is a continuous reminder to you of things you already know. I bring you new stuff once in a while, but I'm confirming things in your spirit. I'm bringing you the scriptures you've seen before. But it's important to be reminded of these things, to come to a deeper realization of them, because we can so easily go astray by the seduction of philosophy. Humanity is not subject to God, nor are the spirits created by God in the celestial realms. They're disobedient spirits. There are antagonistic spirits, sovereignties and authorities of this present darkness. Romans 8:7, just to confirm this for you. The disposition of the flesh is enmity to God, for it is not subject to the law of God, for neither is it able. This was demonstrated to us in the law of Moses was designed for that. Now those who are in flesh are not able to please God. The eons are a demonstration of that. And so kings and priests of this era, who are temporary and very, very poor substitute for the king and the priest of the next era. Isn't that interesting? This is interesting. Christ is coming as a king and a priest and a king. And Israel also functions as a priesthood nation and as a king nation. I think God had in mind first that he was going to be king and priest, or that his son was going to be king and priest, and that he was going to bless everyone. So I don't think it's that humans develop their own kings and their own priests first, and then God looks at it, then kind of trashes it like you would clear a pool table of billiard balls and says, now let me show you how it's done. It's this way. I think God had it in him first to present the perfect rulership, both religious, both spiritual and political. And now to demonstrate that, he institutes such things on the earth, and he puts Satan in charge of it, starting with the Tower of Babel. This is God's doing, the preliminary to the main event. So you don't need to be continuously frustrated by politics or by your church. You know, too many of you, I'm running out of time here. I'm going to finish with this, a plea to you. Too many of you are writing me to tell me how frustrated you are in church or with people who are discussing horrible things about God. And you are not to be there. You are not to be in the place where those things are discussed. You're to remove yourself. We are to be wonderfully detached from the politics and the religion of this world, because they're both false. This is the era of the impotence of humanity, a demonstration of the impotence of humanity. It's false. So why are you involved in it? Why are you enmeshed in it? Why are you wringing your hands over your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances, your church-going buddies who don't know the true God? Or why are you mourning and lamenting and crying every day over the state of government, over $4 gas, over taxes, over unreasonable rules and regulations? Because this is the era for that. I'm bringing you peace. I'm telling you that God's fingerprints are all over this. He's designed it. God is the adjudicator. He's the God of Daniel is the same God ruling over the earth today. He puts those in power who he wants into power. He puts sovereignties and authorities into place, and they do his bidding, not their own, though they don't know it. But someday they will. But you know it now. I want you to live in that truth.